One of the books that I use in my personal study and also in teaching people who come for evangelism as we do this in community at The Rock when we're there 48 hours or more together, it's a book by Dietrich Bonhoeffer called Life Together. We are doing life together. We are living in Christian community. And Dallas, would you talk a little bit about that life together that we spend as a group?
Definitely. When I'm at The Rock and we are together for the purpose of doing the Lord's work and for finding the lost and bringing them to Christ, it builds an instant, there's an instant bond between people. The body of Christ is so evident in that setting. And the second time I went to The Rock, I was only there for one weekend, and I was with people who I'd never met before. And we just built such a strong connection. I haven't talked a lot with most of them since then, but there's still that bond of Christ that no one can take away. And it's an eternal bond, and it's so much different from other friendships or relationships. And I find that fellowship is one of the most important pieces of witnessing, and it's one that we overlook a lot. And one thing that I found is it's very difficult to witness to a complete stranger on the street if we as Christians can't even witness to each other and talk to each other about our walk and about our weaknesses. And something that I found in Scripture, actually Genesis chapter 3, after the fall of man, it says, "Then the eyes of both of them were opened." This is talking about Adam and Eve after they ate the apple. "And they realized they were naked." And I've heard people talk about this nakedness not only as a physical nakedness, but also emotionally and intellectually. And we hide from each other because we don't want people to see who the real us is. And when we actually open up to fellow Christians, because we have that bond, it allows us to be more open with each other and let each other in. And that gives us an opportunity to build each other up in the faith and encourage each other so that we can go out and witness, and we can go out into that battlefield, into that spiritual war ground, knowing that we have brothers and sisters right there next to us who know what we're going through, who know what we're struggling with, and who accept us anyway because we do have that eternal bond of Christ.